Today, I'm speaking from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. Just one verse. The verse that say, the sons of Issachar, who have understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do, their chief were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. David has 290,000 fighting men. They were skilled warriors. 50,000 of his fighting men were expert in all weapons of war. In fact, they were not only expert in weapon of war. The Bible said that they were men who are not double-minded or double-hearted. They were men that were able to stand at the heat of battle. They will not run and they will not turn away. They will stood and fight till the end. But within all his great army, the children of Issachar, from the tribe of Issachar, were able to understand the time and they knew what to do. Understanding the time means having discernment, wisdom, perception, and knowledge. When we launch our team, see, I'm doing a new thing from Isaiah 43, verse 19. With this theme, there were three heart-searching questions from this verse. They said, do we know? Do we perceive? Do we take heed? What is happening in our world is too big for us not to know, too urgent for us to neglect, too close for comfort. Do you understand the time that we are living in? Like when you see the dark cloud, you know rain is coming. We are living in a time that has never happened in our lifetime, where the world is so connected, the good, bad things, and ugly things are transferred too quick and too fast, like COVID-19. The children of Issachar understood what was taking place in their time. They understood chronological time. They understood political time. They understood spiritual time. Do you understand the time that we are living in? When Deborah was appointed judge by God, it was not common, it was not the norm for a woman to lead a nation. Yet the children of Issachar came and supported her. When Saul, his season of reign was about to finish because of his disobedience, they knew when to support David, the next king of Israel. Some people do not know. Some never bother to know. Some know and do nothing to adjust or prepare themselves for what's next. Some know and freeze like dead. Some know and worry themselves to death. But the children of Issachar knew the time, understood the time, and they knew what need to be done. And they know how to do it. You see, it's not just simply understanding the Bible, having knowledge, information, and facts about the Bible. It's about knowing how to apply the truth, the Word of God, into our life, into our current situation, into what is to take place next. Understand the time. Know God's word, the unchangeable word. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never. Knowing the word, not just from the head, but applying to the heart, applying to your life situation, applying to the current situation, applying to what is to come. When we look at the current situation, anxiety is growing. Fear is increasing. Uncertainty is brewing. I want to encourage you to do four faith actions. Do it individually, do it corporately, and do it as a family at home. What do you do? First action, pray, not faint. Nothing is more important than prayer. As Australia, churches rise up to pray. Even as Pastor Kara led us in such a powerful prayer, I ask you, as Jesus said, that men ought to pray and not faint. Pray or you will faint. Pray or you will lose heart. Pray or you will give up. Pray or you will quit. I am asking you to pray, pray, and pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray constantly. Pray with intensity. Pray with heart cry prayer. God, we need you, God. Pray all kind of prayer, whether in words or in the spirit. Pray with faith. Pray with boldness. Pray as a child of God, knowing that your Father in heaven hears you. Pray with confidence. I pray in Jesus' name. The early church went through hard time, persecution from all directions. They pray individually. They pray as a church. They pray as a family. They pray for grace. They pray for deliverance. They pray for breakthrough. They pray for boldness to live for Him. They believe in the need and the power of prayer. It was like breath to them. So must we. Every night at 7 p.m., our Prayer Connect WhatsApp is filled with prayer by our Grace family. We pray because we believe that prayer can change our current situation. We pray because we got no one to look to except our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and we keep on praying to God for His divine intervention. God, step in. God, help us. We pray not just only for what is taking place. We pray for one another. God calls us to pray. God heals us to pray. Parents, take this opportunity to spend some time to pray with your children each night. Make your prayer short. Teach them the need and the power of prayer. Lead them to pray. Empower them to pray. One day, they themselves need to pray for themselves and others. I'm asking you, pray and keep on praying with this word, push. Pray until something happens. Pray like a pregnant woman, travailing in pain until the baby comes forth. As we pray, we believe the night season will pass. And soon, and not later, late daylight will break forth with His glorious light. Pray, not faint. The second faith action, trust, not fear. Trust and fear is related. When there is fear, there will be less trust. Fear is a human response to uncertainty. In fact, fear reduces your immune system. In this current situation, we need to build our immune system. Don't decrease it by fear. Increase it by trust. This is not a time to fear. This is a time to trust God. And God calls us as His children, and He commands us, fear not, do not be afraid. And He knows how we as His children can be fearful and afraid at times. And God used a simple illustration. He used a simple sparrow to encourage us to trust in the Father's presence, in the Father's protection, and the Father's provision. Matthew chapter 6, chapter 10, verse 29 to verse 31. What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin. The Message Bible put it this way, that two sparrows is just worth some loose chain. Some loose chain that is in your pocket. But not a single sparrow can fall into the ground without your Father knowing it. What a contrast. What a comparison. Two sparrows is not even worth any change in your pocket. Yet the Bible tells us not one of them will fall without the Father knowing. And Father used this illustration. So do not be afraid. You are more valuable. Look at yourself and say, I am precious, I am valuable, I am loved by God. I am in God's heart and God's mind. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Then in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, it talks about providence. Look at the birds. They do not plant or harvest or store food in the barns, but your heavenly Father feed them. And are not you more valuable? Again, the word is, you are more valuable than you think of yourself, but you are more valuable to Him than they are. What a comparison. At such a time, some of our job may be in question, but may I ask you and encourage you, trust God. Trust God for His providence. This is not a time to worry or to be anxious or to fear. This is a time to trust in God's character, trust in God's name, trust in God's provision. Trust that God will never fail you, will not let you down. No fear. Rather trust God, who you believe, who you worship, who you serve. Like David did in Psalm 27, it's the song of trust. This is what he said in verse 1 and verse 2. The Lord is my light and the one who saved me. So why should I fear anyone? Why should I fear anyone? The Lord protects my life. Yes, God will protect you. We speak about that last Sunday, the covenant of protection. God will protect my life. So why should I be afraid? The emotion of fear will come to you, but choose to trust God over fear. Say to yourself, no room for fear, no space for fear, no time and energy for fear. All of what you are and all of what you have, choose to trust God who never fear. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Have confidence that God will do it again and again and again. Nothing leads me or stop His power. This morning, stand with me and choose trusting God over fear, trusting God over anxiety, trusting God over worry. Anxiety and worry are the fruits of fear. Fear not. No fear is what we are commanded by God, who conquered man's greatest enemy, death. The third faith action, share, not hoard. I saw the hoarder in the supermarket. I'm shocked, I'm surprised. I'm sure you meet some of them. Like the world was coming to an end. It is time to share, not to hoard. Time to share your faith, your hope, and your love. Not a time to be silent of what you believe and who you trust. Your God, our God, is an unfailing God. Sharing is part of the Christian faith. We share in Jesus' life. We share in Jesus' victory. We share in Jesus' suffering. We share in Jesus' inheritance. We share in the Lord's Supper. We are commanded to share what we have, especially those in the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. The principle of sharing is the strong. The strong bears the weak. The have helps the don't have. The advantage helps the disadvantage. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 to verse 3, put it this way. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who are faltering. And not just do what is most convenient for us. Sharing sometimes can be inconvenient. Strength is for service. What I have is for service. Not status, not just for myself. Each one of us need to look after the goods of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? How can I help? That is exactly what Jesus did. Jesus did. He anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit and he went about doing good. Jesus is the example. He did not avoid people trouble, but he stepped up. He stepped out and he helped us. Crisis is the time of opportunity, the time to share, not hoard. When God puts someone in your mind, don't discount it. Don't cancel it. Ask yourself, what can I do? Maybe a text, a call, a prayer is what that is needed. Or maybe sharing your pantry, sharing your toilet roll. Share, not hoard. Take this moment to ask God, who can I call? Who can I text? Who can I share? What can I share to demonstrate the generosity of Christ? The last faith action, build, not tear down. I heard the news that domestic violence will increase if lockdown take place. The boredom, the restriction of freedom, not able to do what you want and do what you have been doing will cause stress, resulting in domestic violence, tearing down of one another in the house. Far from it with us. At this season, we are not able to gather physically at our campuses. We are still the body of Christ, connected in mind and heart and spirit. Thank God, this is only temporary. Thank God for the dedicated team that bring this live stream to you and your family. In life, there is a time for everything. This is a time for social distancing, a time to wash your hand, a time for live stream, a time for personal and family devotion. Make good use of this time to build and not break or tear down. Take this time to build your personal relationship with Christ. Take this time to build your living faith, glorious hope, and agape love. Take this time to build your relationship as a couple. Let it become lovier and stronger as a couple. Take this time to build your family altar. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Take this time to build your community. Be light in darkness, hope in hopelessness. Take this time to build one another in the most holy faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. So speaking encouraging words to one another, build up hope so that you all be together. That's right. We build you with the word of God so that we can all be together. Together we will be victorious. Together we will conquer. Together we will move on. So build up hope so that we all will be together in this. No one left out. No one. We do not want anyone in the Grace family to be left out. You are in our hearts and minds. The pastoral team is praying for you. No one left out. No one left behind. That's right. No one is left behind. That together we build. And I know that you are already doing this. Just keep on doing it. What a word from Paul, writing to the church of Thessalonica and say, I know that you are doing it and keep on doing it. This is not a time to shrink back. This is not a time to hold back. This is not a time to be small. This is a time to be big. This is a time to share. A time to build. A time to pray. A time to trust. For the time that we are living is a time of opportunity. Build and not tear down. One great tool for this time, great building tool for this time is encouragement. People around you need encouragement. They do not know what to do. They are fearful. They are uncertain. They are worried. This is a time where you can give encouragement. It is a powerful building tool. No encouragement can ever tear a person down. Encouragement can only build. This is a time where people around you need words of encouragement. They need to hear from you. Call them, text them. Let them know that you are praying for them. This is a time when they need you to give them courage. When the world sees what is happening, and as their courage begins to diminish, to decrease, this is the time where you can come along and give them courage, because you and I have courage not in ourselves. We have courage because of who we believe and who we trust, the living God. This is the time to give courage to those that do not have in this time of crisis. Ask yourself, what can I do or what must I do to build or encourage and not to tear down? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for your faithfulness. We pray, Lord, even as we practice prayer, calling upon you, may our connection with you be so strong and so powerful and so living that we know that we have been in your throne room of grace, O God. And Lord, I pray, as we put our trust in you, may our trust grow each day as we see things that are happening around us, O God. May we say, God, in you we trust, that we will not be moved because you are unmovable. We trust in your character. We trust in your word. We trust in your promises. Your promises, God, is our anchor. Your promises, God, is our protection. It's our armor, God. And Lord, this is the time to share. Help us, O God, to be willing to share what you have given us. For all that we have comes from you. We thank you, Lord, that you give us an opportunity to share, for you have shared everything with us. And Lord, I pray, give us the insight, the ability to build those that are close to us, to build those that are within the household, to build those that are in the family. And Lord, help us to be an encourager, to be able to say the word of life, the word of hope, the word of life, so that, Lord, the hearts of others may be brightened up in a dark time as this. And I pray, Father, I pray that you will bless your people and keep your people, that you will make your face shine upon them and you will be gracious to them. Lord, I pray that you will lift up your countenance upon them and you will give them peace, that they will be unmovable, unshakable in you, O God. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.